commentary on the messages of the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Mujtaba Husseini Khamenei.
Dear brothers and sisters, I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and in this edition of the program, we'll have a look at one of the recent messages of our leader, Ayatollah Sayyid Mujtaba Husseini Khamenei. As you know, the strategic messages issued by religious and social leaders should not be regarded merely as a collection of occasional recommendations or even political positions. Rather, these messages, they constitute guiding texts for understanding the transformations of the contemporary era, and they articulate the priorities of the Muslim community. They somehow reassess the historical responsibilities of those who are religiously worried about their society, for those who are active in their society, in public and also public officials. And from this perspective, the message issued by the Supreme Leader, Ayatollah Sayyid Mujtaba Khamenei, on Khordad 14th, or June 4th, 2026, should be evaluated as extending beyond a merely ceremonial statement that commemorates Eid al-Ghadir and the anniversary of the passing of the Imam Khomeini. May God have mercy upon him. So, before anything else, we have to say that in this message, beyond elucidating the significance of Ghadir and the celebration of the wilaya, or divinely ordained guardianship and imamah, as well as revisiting the intellectual and revolutionary legacy of the late Imam Khomeini, one can discern a range of warnings, strategic directions, and imperatives concerning the future course of the Islamic system and, of course, its socially authoritative institutions, particularly even the universities and seminaries. So, in the beginning part of the message, you can understand the emphasis on the issues of miscalculations by the country's officials, and also this direct attention to the resilience of the people and necessity of preserving national unity. In this message, we can understand how important it is to have national unity, and there is warning against soft and cognitive threats that indicate that the central concern of the message extends beyond merely confronting external adversaries. Rather, this message is fundamentally concerned with safeguarding the Islamic community's capacity for perception, decision-making, and of course, internal cohesion. So that is why, in the beginning part, we can understand that the message talks about the truth of Ghadir and the mas'ala, and of course, the question of wilaya. We'll talk more in the next episode. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done for me through all my years. I've been lost. You guided me from all.